Welcome to the Compassion with Equanimity practice. This practice combines the giving and receiving compassion practice with an emphasis on equanimity. With the giving and receiving compassion practice, we breathe in for self, offering ourselves self-compassion, and breathe out for the other, offering compassion to others. In this practice, we also add in equanimity. Equanimity is mental balance. Being able to be balanced amidst opposites such as pleasure and pain, or success and failure, joy and sorrow. Equanimity can provide us some emotional space to be compassionate while remaining in connection to others. Being able to engage fully, but understanding the limits of our capacity to control the outcome of our actions. So to begin, please find a comfortable posture. A posture where you feel relaxed yet alert. This could be seated on a chair or laying back on a couch or a bed or on a yoga mat or even the floor. Whatever feels most comfortable for you. And begin settling into the present moment by taking a few deep breaths. And just following the breath with your awareness. Stabling your attention in the present moment, using your breath to focus your attention and your awareness. Letting your eyes close or having a downward gaze, and perhaps offering yourself a soothing or supportive gesture as a reminder to bring affectionate awareness to your experience and to yourself. Perhaps bringing your hand to your heart, or placing one hand inside the other, or giving yourself a gentle hug. Just offering yourself some sort of comfort. Now I'd like you to bring to mind someone you are caring for, where it's becoming difficult or you're feeling how that care is impacting you. So you feel fatigued or perhaps frustrated or feel tired, stressed by this caretaking. Bringing to mind this person who is suffering and visualizing the person and the caregiving situation clearly in your mind. Perhaps bringing to mind the details, the context, the environment. And then feeling the struggle in your own body associated with the discomfort or the difficulty of taking care of someone else who is suffering. Please listen carefully to the words that I'm reading and letting them gently roll through your mind, and perhaps even saying them to yourself silently after I say each phrase. Everyone is on their own life journey. I am not the cause of this person's suffering, nor is it entirely within my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. Moments like these can be difficult to bear, yet I may still try to help if I can. Aware of the stress you're carrying in your body, inhale fully and deeply, drawing compassion inside your body, filling every cell of your body with compassion. Letting yourself be soothed by inhaling deeply and by giving yourself the compassion you need. And now, as you exhale, sending out compassion to the person who's associated with your discomfort. Directing compassion to that person. Continue breathing compassion in and out, allowing your body to gradually find a natural breathing rhythm, letting your body breathe itself. One for me and one for you. In for me, out for you. Occasionally scanning your inner landscape for any distress and responding by inhaling compassion for yourself and exhaling compassion for others. If you find that anyone, yourself or the other, needs extra compassion, directing your breath in that direction. Noticing how your body is soothed and caressed from the inside as you breathe. Letting yourself float on an ocean of compassion, a limitless ocean that embraces all suffering. And listening to these words once again, letting them move throughout your body and your mind, and perhaps even silently saying them to yourself after I say each phrase. Everyone is on their own life journey. I am not the cause of this person's suffering. Nor is it entirely within my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. Moments like these can be difficult to bear, yet I may still try to help if I can. Now letting the practice fade into the background and allowing yourself to be exactly as you are in this moment. In just a moment, I will ring the bell. When you hear the bell, listen to the sound of the bell until you can't hear it anymore. And then when you're ready, gently open your eyes.